And this news update is being brought to you by Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes coming at you with your news. Authorities are advising motorists to avoid the area of M19 and McTaggart Road following a train derailment reported this morning. According to Police Chief Anthony Wood of Ubley, emergency crews remain on scene assessing the situation and working toward reopening the crossing. Officials have not released an estimated timeline for clearing the derailment, but drivers are encouraged to use alternate routes until further notice. And no additional information is available at this time, but once we have some, we will pass it on to you. And the Huron County Planning Commission spent much of its June meeting discussing ongoing solar energy issues. A newly approved three-month moratorium on utility-scale solar and battery storage projects, and the review process for Ranger Power's proposed 150-megawatt Pine Sap solar project in Rubicon Township. Commissioners also discussed a separate three-year moratorium on data center development recently approved by the Huron County Board of Commissioners. During public comment and commission discussion, residents continued to raise concerns about solar development, zoning regulations, and transparency in decision-making. Planning staff indicated the county would continue reviewing the Pine Sap solar application while seeking outside planning and zoning consultants to assist with the process. Officials also warned that proposed state legislation affecting personal property taxes could reduce revenue generated from utility and renewable energy infrastructure. Newly appointed Planning Commissioner Bob Gazowski disclosed that representatives connected to the neighboring DTE solar project recently offered him between $1,000 and $1,500 annually for the life of the project in exchange for waiving any future claims related to the project. Gazowski said he declined the offer and informed DTE that he had been recently appointed to the County Planning Commission, calling the proposal inappropriate and raising concerns about its implications. Before adjourning, commissioners voted to tentatively schedule a special meeting for either June 24th or June 25th at 7 p.m. The session will focus on reviewing and potentially revising county ordinances governing utility-scale solar energy facilities and battery energy storage systems during the three-month moratorium period. No final action was taken on the Pine Sap Solar Project application. A serious four-vehicle crash in St. Clair County has left one woman in critical condition. The collision happened shortly before 8 a.m. Thursday at the intersection of Marine City Highway and McKinley Road in China Township. Investigators say a northbound Dodge Journey entered the intersection and collided with a Jeep Cherokee. The impact triggered a chain reaction involving two additional vehicles, a Ford F-150 and a Hyundai Elantra. All four drivers were transported to area hospitals for treatment, and authorities say the 46-year-old driver of the Dodge Journey, a Clay Township resident, remains in critical condition. The St. Clair County Accident Investigation Team has taken over the investigation as officials continue to determine the circumstances surrounding the crash. A Saginaw man is facing child abuse charges following an alleged assault involving a young child. Michigan State Police say troopers were called to Parkside Court in St. Paul Drive area around 12:15 p.m. on May 29th after a child was repeatedly going door-to-door seeking help. Investigators alleged the child's caregiver, 33-year-old Kylan Richardson of Saginaw, physically assaulted the child by punching, kicking, and strangling him. During the investigation, troopers learned a toddler sibling was missing from the scene. Officers searched the residence and found the child unharmed and asleep inside the home. Police say the toddler had been left alone for more than an hour. Richardson has been arraigned on charges of third-degree and fourth-degree child abuse, and authorities say the child's mother was not home at the time of the incident. The investigation remains ongoing. And we'll be back after this word from our sponsor.
Saving money on your monthly electric bill is easy with Mowry Electric, located at 28 Westland Drive in Bad Axe. 35 plus years of experience means Mowry Electric can help find cost-reducing electrical solutions for your factory, business, farm, or home. Don't spend more money than you have to on electricity. Stop in today to see how you can start saving on your monthly energy bills today and put more money back in your pocket. Call 989-269-8171 for Mowry Electric's energy saving solutions.
This is Nikki Melnick from Mowry Electric. If integrity and honesty matter to you, call us today for a free estimate on any project you have. Call Mauer Electric in Bad Axe at 989-269-8171 today.
Welcome back. We have more news for you. The National Park Service has successfully completed a complex, high-stakes restoration of the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool, fully refilling the iconic Washington, D.C. landmark this morning. The basin had been drained for weeks to undergo extensive scrubbing and chemical treatment following a high-profile vandalism incident involving commercial paint. Engineers utilized specialized eco-friendly solvents to lift the pigment without damaging the historic masonry beneath. Tourists and locals alike are gathered at the dawn to see the monument's pristine reflection return, marking an end to a logistical headache that had temporarily marred the face of the National Mall. Economic data out of Beijing reveals that China's factory gate prices have surged at their fastest pace in 4 years, signaling intense inflationary pressure inside the world's second-largest economy. The sharp jump in the producer price index is being driven almost entirely by skyrocketing industrial energy costs linked to the widening conflict in the Middle East. Because China is heavily reliant on crude oil imports to power its massive manufacturing sector, the rising cost to raw production is expected to ripple across the globe. Economists warn that global consumers will likely see the residual impact of this Chinese manufacturing spike in the form of higher prices for electronics and imported goods by late autumn. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Mauer Electric of Bad Axe.
We like to think we can fix anything. Plumbing issues? I got this. Drywall repair? No problem. But there's some jobs when you should just call in the professionals. When you have electrical issues, need wiring, rewiring, AC electrical motors, generators, new construction, and more, call the number one electrical company in the thumb, Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. From simple wiring to complex electrical systems, Mauer Electric can handle it at competitive pricing.
This is Nikki Melnick from Mauer Electric. No job is too big or too small. Call Mauer Electric today at 989-269-8171. That's 989-269-8171.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.